This is a recording with Beth Vargas on Reiki.
So Reiki is a Japanese technique that helps to reduce stress. So when we reduce stress, the body does what it's designed to do, which is heal itself. It takes us out of fight or flight mode, and then the body can relax so that it can heal. It heals on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, and even spiritually. Reiki is an amazing tool, and it works in conjunction with absolutely every other healing modality out there, including and especially conventional medicine. I have seen it do some really amazing things. The benefits of Reiki are far and wide. It helps so many cancer patients with the side effects of chemo and radiation. It really helps to eliminate that after surgeries, before surgeries, less anesthesia, after surgery, less medication for pain, less chance of a setback, so people are released from the hospital earlier. These are some proven things. There are over 800 hospitals in the United States that use Reiki as an adjunct to their conventional medicine. Hospitals like Duke, Johns Hopkins, Mayo, Cleveland Clinic, Yale New Haven, New York Presbyterian, Memorial Sloan Kettering. There are very many hospitals. Many of them are teaching hospitals that include Reiki in their services, in addition to the conventional medicine and some other things as well. Reiki was even brought in into a program by the military for the gentlemen or the warriors coming back from places like Afghanistan and Iraq. And they incorporated it into a program to help prevent post-traumatic stress disorder. And they found that it works. The soldiers signed up for the program. They did 6 weeks of yoga, 6 weeks of Reiki, 6 weeks of some other modalities. And these gentlemen and these soldiers, women as well, obviously, had much less post-traumatic stress difficulties than the ones that did not sign up for the program.
Wow. When you talk about what they're doing in conjunction, those hospitals in particular, what are they doing? I'm familiar with shock trauma at Johns Hopkins using Reiki, especially in training the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak more in depth about the benefits and why they? What exactly are they doing with this?
So some of the hospitals require is an interesting word. I met a woman who, at a fair, a health fair, and she said, "Oh, what are you doing here at this booth?" And I was like, "Reiki." She's like, "Oh yeah, they made me do that when I had my knee replacement surgery." And I was like, "Really? That's awesome." But she was so discounting it. It was funny. And then I said, "Well, how did you heal?" And she said, "It was great. I never even needed a walker." I said, "Boy, that Reiki is something, isn't it?" But I love that they made her do it before her surgery.
Yeah.
And then she did have two sessions after her surgery as well.
Wow.
She was released from the hospital within 2 days.
Wow.
So, yeah. And that was many years ago when they used to actually let you stay in the hospital. So
there was no documentation to prove whether or not Reiki worked.
No documentation.
No.
And there still isn't a lot of documentation because the studies are small.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you add all of the studies up, it's pretty conclusive. And even just if you listen to people talk, the benefits that they receive from it in the stress reduction and how they feel and how they feel less physical pain. I know that doesn't count as research, but it's pretty significant. And I love animals because they don't know placebo. And so I had a little rescue dog. Is this appropriate?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
I had a little rescue dog that came into my house, and we were fostering him. And he was out in the backyard running with my two girls, and he collided with them, and all of a sudden he screamed. And so we rushed him to the vet, and he had a torn ACL.
Oh.
And so he needed surgery. So the vet was able to do it, but couldn't do it for 2 weeks. So I had just received my Reiki level 1 practitioner. So I was giving him Reiki every chance I got. And the weekend before he was supposed to have the surgery, my partner at the time said, "Beth, that dog doesn't need surgery. He's using his leg." And I'm not real observant, so I hadn't really noticed. So I'm watching him all weekend. So So I called and I canceled Monday. I canceled the insurance or the surgery. And I quickly took a video because the vet was like really ticked. I talked to the girl. The vet called me back in like less than 5 minutes screaming at me that dogs don't spontaneously heal from a torn ACL. And we had done an MRI and he had, you know, like film and ultrasound and all, you know, so he's yelling at me. And I was like, okay. And I didn't tell him it was Reiki. But I quickly took video of the dog and posted it online on the rescue site so that they could see that I wasn't, you know. And I, the president called and she's like, what do you mean he's not? And I'm like, Karen, get on the website. Go look. I just posted a video. You can see the time and date stamp on it. This dog doesn't need the surgery. I told the vet I was happy to bring him in and prove it. But, you know, he's dancing on his back legs for treats. So dogs know no placebo. He didn't know what I was doing. He just, his body took that energy and did what it needed.
Yeah, amazing.
So.
Amazing. Yeah. So, okay. So let's continue with the benefits of Reiki, the fact that Reiki is used in the hospitals, basically to soothe patients. In other words, what are they doing when they do this?
Well, in part, it is to...
So what is Reiki? Like, how does it work?
So Reiki is... It is an energy that is, it comes from the divine source, from God, whatever you want to call that, that higher power. You don't have to believe in it for it to work. It just does. And what it does is it's really like waves and waves of unconditional love. And I know this sounds very woo-woo, but love heals. It's what heals. And so, you learn how to channel it. You become attuned to that specific energy. And then you channel it for others and it comes through your hands and through your heart and just it's in your auric field and your biomagnetic field. So, depending upon who you're talking to, it works. I can't really explain it,
sure.
But it does just work. What it does is it raises the vibration of our tissues.
Okay.
So that we begin to release the toxins that our tissues are holding. And it doesn't matter whether it's our diet, whether it's the chemicals that are being used around us, whether it's something emotional or some trauma from way back that we're holding in this pocket of our cells, because we do hold that in our cells. Any massage therapist will tell you, you know, I was massaging them and I hit this spot in their thigh and all of a sudden they're bawling like a baby. Well, they're releasing some trauma that they were holding in that area. Who knows from what? It's a good thing that they're releasing it. But with the Reiki, it vibrates us. It vibrates our cells to a higher vibration and we begin to release those toxins. It's very important to drink a lot of water after you've had some Reiki because you want to flush those toxins out.
Mm-hmm.
Massage table. You can also work in the biomagnetic field or the aura, whichever term you prefer. You can even just sit. I can sit at my house in Florida and send Reiki to my friends in New York. I've got clients that live in other parts of the country that I work on rather frequently, and they feel the effects of it and receive the benefit. It is.
Do you have to be? Can you? What is it like? What is a person if you're, for example, flowing Reiki to somebody long distance or somebody not present in the same room with you, then what does that person need to be doing at the time?
It really doesn't matter. Probably not driving.
Okay.
Because it can make you feel very lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
But they could be sitting down comfortably. I very frequently will do it like over Zoom or on the phone with them so that we can be having a conversation about what they're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've got some people that I do and it's kind of through email.
Mm-hmm.
So I will tell them what, you know, I'm feeling and what I'm receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll send me an email back about what they got. And sometimes, you know, they're doing their dishes or making their bed. They don't have to be any special anything. I do prefer that they're not driving. So, you know, I don't want them to be traveling when I do it because it can make you feel lightheaded. Mm-hmm.
And is there a minimum amount of time that you work on them when you're working on them?
There's not really a minimum or a maximum. I mean, even 5 minutes of Reiki is beneficial. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes of Reiki is beneficial. Mm-hmm. So there really isn't like a minimum amount or a maximum amount. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can as much as they can handle what's comfortable for them. Mm-hmm. The average is about 30 minutes to an hour, okay. Especially in person. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you only have 5 minutes, it's all good. Five mm-hmm. minutes is good. Five mm-hmm. minutes is better than no minutes.
5 minutes better than no minutes, yeah. So basically, what they can expect in a Reiki session is to, continue talking long distance, is they can maintain their day-to-day life,
yes,
minus the driving part, and you let them know you're performing the Reiki on them?
Yes.
Or do you tell them after you've done the Reiki?
So there are people that I send Reiki to every day. They're okay. part of my, you know, they ask me for it. It's just, and I know. And so it's going out to this group and they don't really know what time I'm sending it or whatever. Usually it's somewhere between 6 and 8 in the morning.
Sure.
So, and sometimes I'll say, oh, I really felt you today. Mm-hmm. But, you know, other days it's like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they're receiving it. I have no doubt.
Yeah. So, but for others, if they sign up for a Reiki session,
if you plan it
and try to organize it, like you said, get them on Zoom. That's the preferable.
Yes. The preferable on Zoom route. Or on the phone. Okay. I do probably more phone than Zoom mm-hmm. because people don't necessarily want you like seeing into their house if they're laying in their bed or whatever.
Sure.
So, but you know, on the phone, it's, I can't see anything. So
yeah.
It's
no problem.
All good.
No problem. And so, but then if after they've had Reiki sessions with you, if they would like to maintain some sort of connection, they can join your group to get Reikis every morning with the others?
Yeah, it's really not so much a group. I mean, that's just a service that I sort of do. If they're going through something, they'll shoot me an email or a text and say, hey, you know, I need a little Reiki this week. I'm up for a job interview or, you know, something like that.
Okay.
You know, and then I include them in that group.
Awesome. That's great. Now, in a Reiki session in person, here locally, like a Reiki session near you.
Mm-hmm.
what would you say is the process?
So I prepare myself spiritually because that's very important that I'm in a good head space. So I'm grounded and I'm centered and, you know, my ego is not involved in this in any way, shape or form. And I'm ready to be channeling this energy for you before you get here,
mm-hmm.
Before you come to me. And then, you know, we chat a little bit and you get comfortable on the massage table or a chair if you don't feel comfortable laying down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to work and I can either do it hands on or hands off, whatever your preference is. I personally don't want to know too much about what's going on in your life before I start working because I don't want my head involved. If you mm-hmm. tell me your knee hurts, I'm going to touch your knee.
Yeah.
So because my brain then knows I got to get that out of the way so that I can allow the Reiki to flow with me and, you know, through me so that I can just be doing the work of Reiki and not what my mind is going to tell me.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And then afterwards we talk about what you experienced because mm-hmm. I really want you to ground your energetic experience into your reality so that the healing sticks.
Mm.
So, because that's very important that we have to ground. Anytime we're doing energy work, it needs to be grounded into our physical reality.
And how often would you recommend a person has Reiki?
I have people that come every week. So I have others that do it every other week or once a month. Mm-hmm. I have people that call me, you know, just as needed. It mm-hmm. just depends on your situation and you and what you prefer.
Got you. Okay.
One of the important things that I always tell my Reiki students, because I teach Reiki, is that Reiki can cause no harm and that there's no wrong way to do it. And anybody can learn to do Reiki. That's a key element. Everybody thinks that, oh, it's this special gift, blah, 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 blah. Well, no, anybody, we all have this ability to channel this energy. You just need a teacher and the information and be attuned to the energy and you can do it for yourself and for others as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, no wrong way to do it and there can be no harm to Reiki. It is just divine source energy, God energy, can do no harm.
Do you find that people who take Reiki classes and become certified in Reiki are they better able to handle their own stress and anxiety because I mean a lot of us are maybe just empaths and we're picking up on other people and we're not able to protect ourselves and we don't know that. So is this one way of also, but then at the same time you're able to shift energy in your own environment, correct?
Yes. The short answer is yes to all of the above. The long answer is Reiki is an entire system. And when you do the self-treatment, which I believe is the most important part of the system, it shifts your life. It changes your life in the most amazing ways. And yes, you learn to flow with your life. It doesn't mean you don't have problems, that things don't happen, that you don't get a flat tire, that you have bills that might be a little struggle to pay, but you flow with it. Mm-hmm. And then you start to see that it gets easier. It gets easier. I know they call the last, you know, they call some of the classes Reiki Master. And the whole point isn't for you to master Reiki. That isn't going to happen. The whole point is to allow the Reiki energy to master you so that you can live life in that nice, peaceful, easy flow. Mm-hmm. So when the stuff does hit the fan, you're okay.
Yeah.
So you get through it.
How often are your Reiki classes for when you do Reiki training?
Oh, I teach levels 1 and 2 every month.
Okay.
And then I teach the advanced Reiki training usually once or twice a year, and then the master class usually once or twice a year. But I expect, you know, I ask people to go at their own pace, to don't feel like they have to take the next class just because it's offered, to do it when they're ready, because I want my students to integrate that energy.
Mm. That's what's important. Actually, that is such a key thing. Can you do Reiki? Can you take Reiki classes long distance as well? Over
yes.
Zoom?
Yes, okay. You can.
Okay.
Yes, you can. COVID has shown us that energy is everywhere.
Yeah.
When we all had to stay home and we started teaching this stuff online, and,
yeah.
and even I took trance classes online, and it was so interesting because you could literally on Zoom see the energies and the things moving behind people. And
wow.
Yeah, it was
That's
just
cool.
awesome. So,
mm-hmm.
it proved to all of us what we've always said. Energy is everywhere. You don't have to be in the same room.
We're all in the net.
Yeah.
Okay. The sacred geometry is all around, right?
Yes, it is.